This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Randy Feenstra. He represents the big 4th District of Iowa, sits on the House Ag Committee, Budget Committee, and also the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. And first off, welcome to Congress.
Well, thank you. It's just been an interesting last five, 6 months, and I continue to learn as I go, but just here to work with the people of our country and to be a voice and to be a representative for the 4th District of Iowa, but also for our country when it comes to agriculture and science and technology and the budget.
Tell us about the 4th District. I hope you're going to tell me that the conditions right now are perfect, not too wet, not too dry, but I'm pretty sure you're not.
No, exactly right. And so the 4th District of Iowa, we're probably one of the most significant agricultural producers in our country, ranked number one or two when it comes to cattle, hogs, dairy, corn, soybeans, eggs. We rank in the top one, two, or three in all those categories. So it's very big. And so we're excited to see the commodity prices, right? We're excited to see corn and soybeans and how well they're doing. We're also grateful that hog prices are doing pretty well. Milk prices are slowly coming up. But the tough one is livestock, cattle is really a struggle. But as we look forward, a lot of our producers have hedged on the crops, and we lack rain, and we lack a lot of rain. We're very dry right now. We're really worried. The forecast is not looking good, and it always is a concern when you hedge your grain and you want to take in that crop, and we're not, there's uncertainty there with the drought.
And it really puts that whole knee-high by the 4th of July in danger, doesn't it?
You know what? You hit it on the head. I mean, usually now with all the hybrids, it's just wonderful. We always say head high by the 4th of July now in Iowa. But, our crop right now, we put it in mid-April, early May, and it's only about a foot high right now, and that's a real concern. Usually, even by right now, it's knee-high or hip-high. And we're just not seeing that. So both corn and soybeans can take drought a little better than corn, but it is a real concern.
Let's talk about what we do with those crops once we grow them. We'll stay on the crop side for just a moment. And obviously we can use it for feed, but there's another industry that really likes the corn and really likes the beans as well. And we're talking ethanol and biofuels. What are you watching on that front?
Exactly. So biofuels is just so important for our country. But for my district, we're number one in biofuels in the country with all the plants that we have. And for our producers, it's so important because it creates an increased basis when you're selling your crop. But the concern is right now the administration has really not talked a lot about biofuels. We had the Department of Energy head Secretary Graham Holm come to one of the Agricultural Committee hearings and science and technology hearings. And we talked about, they came out with a report that said by 2050, 79% of the cars on the road will still need liquid fuels. So it's so important that we have biofuels because we're going to see, the time moving forward, it's not all going to be electric vehicles. It's still going to be predominantly liquid vehicle or combustion engine cars. So that's why I am so passionate about biofuels. And there's concern. There's a lot of uncertainty right now with the different credits that might be ending or might be extended, waivers that are always a concern. And, when we want to do the 15 billion gallons of ethanol and how that all plays out. So I'm just truly passionate about biofuels, and I will be the advocate to further the agenda. And like I said, I think it's the cleanest form of energy that we have. And I just want a level playing field when it comes to electric cars and combustion engines, because as we move forward with technology, I think we can be carbon, we can reduce the carbon and through carbon capture and be carbon negative, which electric vehicles cannot be.
When we talk about ethanol, very rarely do we always talk about some of the other products that are developed in that process. And one of the byproducts is distiller's grains, which is a feed ingredient for cattle, which is a good segue to some work you're doing in the cattle market as far as transparency. What's happening?
Yeah, and I'd just like to talk about, just to finish that up with ethanol, and when you talk about distiller's grains and all the proteins that are being made, I mean, there's so much value added that's happening in the biofuels industry and the cattle market. Obviously, we really love the distiller's grain. And right now, our cattle producers are really struggling. The prices are really low right now. In Iowa, we're losing probably, my family, my in-laws, were big into cattle, and we're losing $150 to $200 a head. That is a real struggle. For us, it's all about, we just want to gain a level playing field. There's very small amount of packers in our country. Obviously, we have four predominant ones. And we just want to see that there's some price discovery out there, that we all know sort of what's happening and where that price should be. And trying to understand that this is not a monopoly, and there's so many, you know, we all look at it and say, is there a monopoly out there? Well, I think now it's time to open the books a little bit and say, hey, this is price discovery, this is what's happening, just so everybody understands, you know, what the price is and how this is affecting producers. So it's been a very significant concern for myself, and I'm doing everything possible to have hearings, and then also having the Department of Justice sort of look at antitrust practices that could be going on.
You know, we could have all of that available at our fingertips, but if we can't get it through the internet using rural broadband, then we got a problem. Do we kind of have a problem when we talk rural broadband?
Exactly. All this stuff goes together, and you're so right that you know, you think about our farming community right now, it's changed over the last 20 years. I mean, we have precision farming that's going on, especially in our district, that the combines, the tractors are all hooked on to satellites. When we plant corn, we know exactly how much we need to plant per acre. We know how deep that piece of that seed needs to go, how much fertilizer needs to go on. It's all precision-based. But to do that, you need broadband. You need some type of infrastructure to make that happen. And it's so interesting that everybody talks about, hey, we have to do this for the last mile. And we say in Iowa, we need it for the last acre. It's got to be the last acre. And I think as we move forward, the technology, precision farming, has so many attributes to help better inputs, more efficiencies, to help our waterways, to help our climate and all these things. But it takes a internet, and not only that, but speeds that can be accessed, that we can do all these different new technologies.
So good to see you. Again, welcome to Congress. Thanks for your work, and we wish you the best.
Thank you. And just, I always want to say that, you know what, we are the breadbasket to the world. And it's so exciting that we're all working together. Each state's working together to not only bring food to our tables in this country, but to bring food to the tables around the world.
It's the Honorable Randy Feenstra from the 4th District of Iowa on today's Agribusiness Report.